Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's joining us on the fan hotline. You want football information that digs deep? Cynthia Freeland is the person to call. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
It's good. Going very well, Cynthia, with NFL.com, the NFL Network, and the Numbers Game on YouTube. Happy December to you. It's really December here. I'm sure it's not where you are, even though the Michigan native likes snow, we keep hearing as she lives in L.A. But that's okay.
Yes. Yes. I do like snow. I just like it selectively. I don't like when it chooses me. I like to choose it.
That's really well said. So I'm not kidding. I'm watching the Browns the other day, and you know they're going against the 49ers. It's a game you think you got to do the right thing. They went for it on a 4th-and-1 in the first quarter at the San Francisco 20, down 7-0. When you could have easily had 3 points in a field goal. And then, Cynthia, it's a 10-8 game, third quarter, 4th-and-1 at their own 33, two-point game. They went for it. They fumbled. 49ers got the football, short field, touchdown. Is this a good idea? And we're seeing teams going for it so often on fourth down now. And you always hear the guys calling the game say, well, the analytics say, what do the analytics say in situations like those? Do you take points? Do you punt? What do you do, Cynthia?
So the first thing that I always get annoyed with is there's no like singular analytics overlord that like has the final say in what analytics are supposedly saying, right? You know, you have to remember analytics are a tool in the tool belt. So it's your ability to apply them, use them. You know, we have on the media side, I will say they do give you assets like, you know, the amount of times that fourth down has worked this season overall for every team. But that's kind of, it's not useless. It's just, it's an interesting trend-wise, but your team is never the same as, you know, the way you feel about it is never the same as the way another team feels about it, right, or how they prep. I think part of what you're seeing with this is the prep for taking on a 49ers defense that's depleted on that side of the ball with so many injuries, no Fred Warner, no Nick Bosa. They have not been able to get any pressures going into that game. You know, they had 5 fewer sacks as a team than Myles Garrett. So I think they believed that they had an edge with field position and also taking a more aggressive approach with a change at quarterback that there just isn't any film on, so that the defense would be, you know, perhaps caught a bit off guard. So my guess, I'm not, you know, my guess is that then when they were doing their prep for this game, they said, well, we have this ultimate X factor here because there isn't a ton of film on what Shedeur Sanders is going to do. We know, you know, maybe we can use some of the scouting report kind of in our advantage, saying like maybe they'll try to manipulate the pocket in a way that's disadvantageous for the offense. No. We're going to make it look like that, but we're going to try to attack. Now, you can't judge the outcome based on what the strategy was, but my guess is, you know, the strength of the Niners team is not their defense this year. It's their offense. So being aggressive is a smart play when it comes to the element of surprise for the Browns offense.
I was curious just when Paul DePodesta said he was going back to baseball the other day. And, you know, so he goes back to baseball, and we're talking about a guy that, you know, especially for Indians fans, as we saw him grow and get bigger and then go out to Oakland, that, you know, analytics was his bread and butter. And then he came back to the Browns, came back to Cleveland through the Browns. And, like, how do you think that that worked in Cleveland, his use of analytics with the Browns and, you know, kind of that whole the image that he had?
Well, there's two things that are different, that are really key differences about the NFL. The first is a very simple one. We have 11 moving pieces on each side on every single snap.
Yep.
Baseball, it's almost like time series forecasting. If you choose a pitch and then something happens and then a cascade of other things happens. That is not what happens in football. You know, there are 11 moving pieces on my side, 11 moving pieces on your side, and, you know, it's just a far more complex equation, just if you're talking about on the field. Now, the other part, the part I would imagine he's been far more impactful in, and we won't really know that, is setting up the systems in place. This is not a sexy part of analytics we want to talk about going forward on fourth down, but the more important part is setting up an infrastructure for things like scouting to be more advantageous, for, you know, the ability to recognize the transition from college to the pro level in a better way, especially now that college has gotten exponentially more difficult with these kids in the transfer portal basically every third Thursday. So, you know, it's not necessarily the stuff we see on the field in terms of decision making, but it's probably a lot more to do with the structures, the technology that helps power how the scouts do their work, the load management that's done on a weekly basis, how they're meaning, like, you know, how players are being trained in the week-to-week down and distance situation of practice, not just on the field. So as much as it's, you know, I love the story, and, you know, if you have a movie where, you know, Jonah Hill plays you, it's going to be pretty cool always, although he looks nothing like Jonah Hill, as we all know.
Yes.
But ultimately, you know, it's a lot of it, a lot of the hard work of sports is not the sexy part. It's the, you know, it's the meat and potatoes of the process and, you know, the stuff that people go to school for, things like organizational behavior on, not, you know, calling you fourth down play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's true. And they never talk about Mulder, Hudson, and Zito, too, in the movie. The other part of that, too, for Paul, and I thought, because, and a lot of times when people want to, you know, put down analytics, it's as, I always think, I always go back and think about Paul Brown. Right, and the organizational skills of Paul Brown to want to have a playbook, to organize practice, to, and then, you know, even with DePodesta, I think that part of that is, hey, we're going to go play in Europe. Is it smarter to leave on Wednesday? Is it smarter to leave on Tuesday?
Exactly.
How do we get sleep deprivation, stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's not always the sexy part, but the other part I find fascinating about all of these things is, like, just so everyone knows, there's just more data, not different. Your ability to interpret it is never, like, you could have the best model in the world. You could have the best, you know, ability to, you know, technologically sift through things and the coolest database. But if you don't know how to use it, apply it, there's so many things. It's not, you know, there's so many pieces to this value chain. They all have to work together. It's not dissimilar to anyone else's jobs. It's just we get a chance as outsiders to view the outcome of wins and losses a lot more quickly than, like, you know, if a brand uses data insights to create a new, I'm going to use a good Ohio brand. Like, if Smucker's decides, like, hey, we're going to come up with a new Milk-Bone product for your dog, it takes months for them to know if the analytics paid off or not, not a week-to-week, you know, win-loss situation.
Little Ohio analytic reference
that was
kind there of with
deep.
Milk-Bone.
Yeah. Well, wow. When you said Smucker's, I thought you were going jelly, and then all
that's
of a sudden.
Beautiful.
You're like,
Uncrustables.
We're going Milk-Bone.
Yeah, you could have gone Uncrustables.
Uncrustables just killed it, so I have to go a little more, you know, we're going to go a little beneath the surface here. We're not going to keep it surface. We're gonna, my deep knowledge of Smucker's here.
That was beautiful. Is it just
you don't have somebody in your family that works there. There's just no way.
I mean, my best friend might run their cat division. Just saying.
Boom.
You know?
Boom. All right.
Is it just my gut, or are teams going for it more on fourth down?
They are, but it's not necessarily because of analytics. It's because they're practicing it. You know, if you're saying my strategy, like the Lions are a good example. They have not, it has not gone well. You know, they've tried and failed 7 times over the past 3 games to go for it on fourth down and convert. But that is because it's their identity. It's not necessarily because there's some numerical, you know, a nerd in the background being like, Dan Campbell, go for it. It's not that. This is our identity. We believe we have an edge because on third down, we're approaching it differently than, you know, if it were third down where fourth down isn't an option for us. So that is what the playbook's about. That is what the psychology reflects. That is what it's not necessarily a strict numbers. Like, they're not playing chess there. It's checkers, and it's good checkers. Sometimes checkers is good. So ultimately, they're going for it more because a lot of times, you know, teams believe that if they get 2 plays in on third down, or if they see something about a defense, that they have an advantage. It's not necessarily because some, you know, if this, then this. It's just more, we believe this, we're going to go fast on this down, we're going to use this type of motion, blah, 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 because our prep tells us that.
I was watching a Cowboys game a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was Mike Tirico and Collinsworth, but I'm not sure. And they said, we were talking to Brian Schottenheimer, and when he gets into this situation, he thinks, I keep hearing my dad in my head, take the points, take the points, yep. Take the points.
Yep.
Is it better analytically to take the points?
Sometimes. Depends on who you are. That's not what I wanted to hear.
Come on.
I will never say, you know, yes or no, because here's the thing. Just because someone's on the field doesn't mean they're 100% healthy. So if my left tackle is a little banged up, but not banged up enough to not play, and he's a little messed up, that's going to influence how I feel about what's happening next, right? And same thing with, you know, if my right tackle, like all of the, or if Myles Garrett's coming at me versus the 49ers defense, to, you know, use that to draw that from what we were talking about before. You know, if I'm really scared of the pressure, I'm just going to make different decisions. And I don't know until you get into the flow of the game. The point of the analytics is to give you an incrementally better opportunity to make decisions. So you want to make your decision-making strategy better each time. It's not to be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect outcome. If there were, then we wouldn't play games. It would be boring, the whole thing. You just want your edge to be a little better than your competitors, and that's really it. And that's very unsatisfying, I understand. But creating that, like, that structure, what is it? We fall to, you don't raise to the level of your highest player. You fall to the level of your systems, right? So that is the system that they're talking about.
It's always great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, you guys. Have a great winter.
Thank you. Next time we talk, I'm after the college football players, I want to hear what you have, your thoughts on how Ohio State slowed the game down and how they've done that all season, knowing that they think they have 16, 17 game schedules every year. We'll talk about that next time.
Can I tell you that Ryan Day is one of the smartest people that I have had the pleasure of knowing since he was a GA at Boston College? And I mean, number one, I have so much respect for anyone in this college coaching world because I think it's crazy. I don't know who would want that life, but whatever. And it's a lot of fun. And I know I'm from that state up north, but yeah. I'm a huge Ryan Day fan, and thus an Ohio State fan for that reason.
So you told him how to slow the game down. Okay, now we know.
I did not tell him how to slow. He figured that out on his own. But he's you know, this is why I learn from people like him, because it is brilliance right there.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Cynthia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.